Torrential rain fell in northern Missouri last night, causing some significant flooding, and some of the thunderstorms responsible for that have shifted into Illinois this morning. Most of the precipitation, though, is diminishing in intensity. This was a storm system that was predicted to move across eastern Nebraska and through the majority of Iowa over to Michigan. Instead, the system developed much further to the south, impacting southern Iowa and northern Missouri, and now, of course, working its way through the heart of the Midwest. As we go through the day today, we expect this particular disturbance to continue to shift off to the northeast, and as it does, it will continue its weakening trend. And we do expect to see still some moderate to significant rainfall occurring during the course of the morning, but as we get into the afternoon and tonight, most of the precipitation will diminish. We do expect to see rainfall across many areas in the eastern Midwest today. Rain totals are expected to run from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch, but there will be some 1 to 2 inch amounts in portions of Indiana, as well as portions of Michigan, and we may see a couple of spots in Ohio with some greater than 3/4 inch amounts. Once this disturbance is out of the way, we'll see quieter weather evolve across the area. There will be a small set of showers that will occur across a part of the region on Friday, but we'll likely see that high pressure center from Alberta, Canada, working its way into the heart of the western Corn Belt about that time, and that should suppress the majority of the precipitation, so it will only be light rain, but it's still additional moisture in areas that don't necessarily want it. In fact, there's no area in the Midwest right now that needs moisture. We actually need dry conditions. The majority of the region has saturated or nearly saturated soil. There's a few exceptions to that, but there's no region that needs rain while the crops are trying to mature and while we're trying to harvest some of the early crop. So this forecast coming up over this weekend and into next week is going to be appealing to many producers out there. It does look like dry weather will occur on Saturday across the majority of the region. We'll be dry Sunday in the eastern Midwest, but another small disturbance will bring some showers into the western Corn Belt briefly on Sunday, and we'll likely see that precipitation just temporarily disrupt the drying tendency. We go into Monday of next week, the western Corn Belt will be dry again. Those showers I mentioned for Sunday will work their way into the eastern Midwest for a brief period of time. And we're talking about a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 3 or 4 tenths of an inch at the absolute most. And I really think it's going to be considerably lighter than that. Then we'll be into some dry weather across a big part of the Midwest again Tuesday of next week and perhaps Wednesday. Who knows, we might even be able to get another day in after that. So some improving tendencies here coming up regarding the precipitation prospects for the region. And our temperatures, unfortunately, will be quite cool for a little while, but we will come out of this. We expect the western Corn Belt this afternoon to only see temperatures running in the upper 40s and 50s, at least in northern areas like Minnesota and portions of the eastern Dakotas. We'll see temperatures in the 60s and some 70s occurring from southeastern Nebraska, northeastern portions of Kansas into southern Wisconsin. On the other side of the fence, though, it'll be still very warm in the lower eastern portions of the Midwest with 70 and 80 degree highs expected today. The cooler air will work its way deeper into the region as we move into the day Thursday. We'll expect a much cooler bias in temperatures in many locations. 50s will occur in the northwest, 60s and some 70s will occur in the southeast, and we'll continue in that same realm on Friday afternoon, and then Saturday will start to rebound. By the time we get to early next week, we should be back into the 60s and 70s across the region. We do not anticipate hard freezes in any part of the Midwest, but there may be some soft frost and a few light freezes in the northwestern Corn Belt briefly on Thursday and especially Friday and Saturday mornings. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.